It is the Sia and the Greatest, Easy Rock. It's coming up to 8:40 with the Wayne and Jane Show. Well, I've had Gail on before, and guess what? She's coming back onto the show to talk about her new book. It's called Fresh Start Success, and I follow Gail on Facebook, and I said, uh-oh, I got to be one of the first to interview her about this new book, because it's all about reinventing your work, reimagining your life, and reigniting your passion. Gail Martin joining me on the phone. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning, Wayne. Great to be here.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a while, and I see you're keeping busy.
Oh, always, always. Busy is wonderful.
Okay, so this book comes out, when we talk about reinventing our life, reinventing our work, how many people get to that stage of life where they go, okay, I don't know if this is what I'm actually supposed to do with my life, or I'm bored. What did you learn in researching this?
I found that, you know, most people hit that stage somewhere between about 35 to 40 and upwards. And many times people realize, you know, this isn't what I thought it was going to turn out to be. This isn't what I really wanted to do. I did this because it's what my parents wanted for me, or I thought it was going to be safe, or gee, the market has changed and I'm not enjoying this the way I used to. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you don't get a choice in the matter. You know, sometimes you get a pink slip and you're stuck looking at it going, well, now what do I do?
Right. And so what do people do? Do you have some advice on what they can start doing to reinvent themselves?
Well, I think you start by taking an inventory of what you not only are good at, because we're good at a lot of things we don't enjoy doing, but what you're good at and enjoy. And if you're stuck on that, ask the people who know you the best. You know, whether that is a significant other or a good friend or even someone who's worked closely with you, and say, you know, what do you think I'm really good at doing? And you might be surprised. They might point you in a direction that you just took for granted. A lot of times we can't see our own strengths. Or they might validate something that you weren't sure was valuable, and we also do that. You know, we think if it's easy for us and we're good at it and we enjoy it, then it must not be important, and that's really the wrong way to look at it.
Okay, and oftentimes you're so right. You know, people will say, oh, you know, if I had your talents or abilities, I would do this, and there's an entire list of things that most people have never thought of what they can do.
Exactly, and we underestimate it because we have this idea that work is not supposed to be fun. Work is supposed to be kind of painful. That's why they pay us for it. And how wonderful if you can be doing something you love doing and getting paid for it. That takes, you know, that just makes the day go so much better. And I think that's what the key here is. Looking at the skills and the experience that you've gained thus far and saying, how can I use that to pivot into something new and better?
Right. And have you found ever that maybe it's not really the job, but it just might be your life that you might need a little kickstart on?
Sure. Sometimes you get in a rut and you need to move to a new place. You need to pick up some new hobbies. You need to take up yoga, go jogging, take a long walk, shake things up a little bit. You know, we interviewed 41 people for this book who had made all kinds of changes, some of them really big and dramatic, and some of them just kind of a subtle sidestep. And one of the things that really came through the most was persistence. Sticking at looking for what you're good at and what makes you happy until you find it and make it work for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a good point, too. Keep at it.
Well,
keep at it. It's so important.
It doesn't always happen, you know, the first time you try. There were several people who had to kind of come at this from different angles before they got it to stick and before it worked for them. But they didn't give up, and I think that's a really key point. Sometimes we think if it doesn't fall into place immediately, then it's not supposed to happen. Making your dream comes true takes some stubbornness.
So that's a good thing.
Yes, it's very good. You don't get through this stuff without being stubborn.
It's not supposed to be easy, right? A lot of people think, oh, if it's meant to be, it's going to be easy and everything's going to fall into place.
No, it sometimes it works that way. I mean, it's wonderful when it does.
Sure.
That's kind of like sometimes people fall in love at first sight, but most people don't. So, making your dream come true, there are going to be setbacks, there are going to be obstacles, there are going to be times when you are wondering what the heck you're doing with this, and wouldn't it be nice to be safe over there? But the people who made it work for them were the ones who stuck with it, even when they hit some of those brick walls, and right. They figured out how to go around it.
Nice. All right, and there's actually, you said 41 stories in here, and there's a whole schmack of Canadians and a whole bunch of Americans in it.
Yes. And some folks from Belgium and Panama and elsewhere. It's pretty much a multinational
group. Wow. Oh, so some great stories. And I hear the book is doing really well in Canada. So, yeah, people should pick this up. It's Fresh Start Success. And Gail Zed Martin is our guest today. Gail, thank you very much for being on the show. And if they want more information about this, where can they go?
Thank you. It's on Amazon, Kobo, and Nook in print and ebook, and of course my website is dreamspinnercommunications.com.
Terrific, Gail. A pleasure to have you on, as always.
Thanks so much.
The Wayne and James Show. Today's best variety. The Kootenai Boundaries Easy Rock.